Liebe Leute, ja. Herzlich willkommen auf der Wüstenwelle, eurem freien Lieblingsradio für Tübingen, Reutling und die ganze Umgebung auf 96,6 MHz, ja. 97,45 im Kabel, 101,15 im Stadtnetz von Rottenburg und im Internet weltweit wüste-welle.de. Ihr hört die Pfauenspinnerin.
Pfauenspinnerin.
Im Hintergrund hört ihr schon mein Gast, 3J ist heute hier.
3J!
Sie ist ein Hip-Hop-Artist und wir reden heute über ihre Musik und über ihre Geschichte als Rapperin. Und zum Einstieg spiele ich euch ein Lied von ihr.
Believe me.
That's why I'm flowing here. Things ain't done, major change. Coming up again. So much negative energy in this atmosphere.
Believe Me von 3J und 3J ist gerade bei mir im Studio. Ihr hört die Wüstenwelle auf 96,6 MHz, 97,45 im Kabel, 101,15 im Stadtnetz von Rottenburg und im Internet weltweit wüste-welle.de. Ich bin Nimiri und 3J ist eine Rapperin, Hip-Hop-Artist. Wir machen das Interview auf Englisch, denn sie kommt aus Amerika und deswegen hoffe ich, dass ihr was versteht. Genau. Let's begin.
Let's go.
Okay, my first question is such a typical question to okay. foreigners living in Germany, but RJ asked me to ask her that.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Germany?
Yeah, everybody that I come across with, because I am from America, I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I'm living in Germany. And of course, my mother, she actually raised me in Birmingham, Alabama. So I grew up my whole life in Southern America with this Southern mentality. And I was always taught to do the right thing, be a good person, you know. And they really teach you to follow the pursuit of happiness. So what I'm doing in Germany, I'm following my pursuit of happiness. We only know that we live once. Maybe we live twice. I don't know. But I know that I live once, so I'm just trying to be happy, doing what I like to do.
Yeah. And how does it come that you like to rap, like to make hip-hop music?
Rap is, I define rap as an expression. It started, of course, in the 90s, late 80s, 90s. And rap was this underground movement of people who were oppressed. And they basically wanted to take something back into their hands while expressing themselves to people. So I think when one person is oppressed, it doesn't matter if they're black, white, Turkish, you know, gray, yellow. When you are oppressed, you want to, excuse me, you want to scream, you want to shout, you want to let it all out. So rap for me is that fight back at life. All the bad things that life throws me when I rap, or it's really poetry. When I write, I'm writing my feelings, I'm writing what makes me angry, I'm writing the beautiful things, what I saw, the people who I've met, you know, but a lot of my music is about my oppression, so that's where my rap comes from, yeah.
And why did you come to Germany?
I came to Germany originally, everybody, you know, it's always a story behind everything. Originally, I came to Germany, I had a friend in America, and I've always been a spontaneous person. When my friends say, hey, let's go to the beach, hey, let's go to Miami, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And I had a friend, and when we met, she said, yeah, you know, I'm half American, half German. And I said, oh, okay, cool. You know, I didn't really think too much about it, you know, typical brainwashed little American. But yeah, so I don't know, we started hanging out, chilling, and then the idea came up, let's go to Germany for vacation. And I was like, Germany for vacation? Ah, what am I going to do in Germany, you know? And we came, and I was really nervous. I was really scared, but it opened my eyes to, like, a whole new experience. And I really liked what I saw here. So much color. The people were also interested. Ah, you're from America. What are you doing in Germany? Ah, what's your plan? Do you want to stay forever? Do you want to go back? And I didn't know. I didn't know the answer to any of these questions. So just that new experience in life, it's taking me somewhere. I don't know. Maybe in a year, I'm in Brazil. Maybe in a year, I'm in the White House. Who knows? Yeah. Cool.
Did you have that one point where you realized that you've got that talent to rap or to make music, to write songs.
If my mom was here, my mother, she would tell you, since I was a child, I've always danced and sing, and she would always call me out of the room. Hey, Dree, come here, dance in front of your friends, or dance in front of my friends. Come, come, you know, I'm like, no. And I was always so shy, but I love to dance. I love to sing, but I was too shy. And when I came to Germany, a lot of the things that I've written since I've been in America or on the airplane, I was introduced to a good friend of mine. He goes by Diego, Edu MC. He also lives in Tübingen. But he introduced me. He said, yeah, you know, I have a studio. You write so much. Let's record it. I said, oh, man, are you serious? Are you? Can I do that? And, you know, he introduced me to a good friend of mine. He watches over the entire project. And the first day he recorded me, he said, oh, man, you're going to be something big. You're going to be something big, man. You got skill. And ever since then, I ran with it, and I never stopped recording. Yeah.
So when was that when you recorded first?
The first song that I ever recorded was actually in America. It was in Dallas, Texas in 2012. A month before I moved to Germany, I recorded my first song in America by Be Easy Productions. And yeah, that was 2012. And now I moved to Germany in 2012. So my first recording was 2013, a year later. 1 year later, yeah. Good stuff. I love my studio. I love my studio, yeah.
You brought some songs with you.
Yeah. Got to keep it, you know, a little mixed up and, you know, showcase my talent.
Oh, what's about I Won?
I Won, I wrote this song on my birthday. I'm going to open up and share a little bit of myself with the world, but... I had a really bad birthday this year. I'm far away from home. I can't see my family, you know. I don't really have the money like I want to just fly here, fly there, you know. Life gets in the way. So I Won was something that I kind of wrote to myself to remind myself I am okay. Life is hard right now, but I'm doing what I have to do. I have a home. I have friends. I have life. I'm 25 years old now. I have a studio. I'm making music. Don't feel sad. I won. I won. And, you know, everybody, there's so many people who I almost feel like they don't want to see you succeed. And for everybody that's listening right now, don't ever let anyone make you feel like you are not what you want to be. If you're happy, if you want to be brave, if you want to be strong, you are that. So I Won is a song about I'm having a hard time, but I'm gonna be okay. I won. I won. I win. It kept giving on.
Only see the truth in the man up in this. So I rehearse every verse to reminisce on all the pain I've collided with before. The pieces in the lyrical places. Every time I was dismissed for anything else. And I'm looking for the anywhere in the world to me. Crossed up like Jay-Z. Swiped up the statue. Pretty money, whole bunch
pretty
money.
I Won von 3J und 3J ist bei mir im Studio. ihr hört die Wüste bei der 96,6 MHz, die Frauenspinnerin am Samstagnachmittag von 17 bis 18 Uhr. Ich bin die Miri und es geht weiter mit dem Interview. Entschuldigt
Let's
übrigens
go.
Mein
Let's go.
Englisch. Es ist so mittel, aber 3J's Englisch versteht ihr dann hoffentlich.
Let me interrupt the radio for 1 second and tell the whole world, Miri is cool. She speaks great English. She's doing her job in English and German and international and collaborate. Fallen Spinnerin, man. Get with the program. If you ain't listening, you ain't nowhere. Come on, man. Let's go.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, you told me you are doing your BA in BWL.
Genau.
BWL.
Genau.
But... Your heart is in the music.
My heart is in life. My heart is in life. You know, I'm young. I don't know if you guys know out there, but recently in America, there's been some really crazy stuff happening. Kids like me, you know, walking around with a hat on their head or whatever it is that we're doing wrong, we're being killed by the police. You know, I'm not there. I was not there to see it. I don't know who's right, who's wrong, but these kids are being killed, and I'm thinking that could be me. It could be you. It could be us. So my heart is in life. I'm trying to live. I'm trying to make the best. I'm trying to be happy. And music, it gets my blood flowing, man. I feel so good when I make music and when I'm with my friends and when we're on stage. And, you know, but only when we're communicating a positive message. You know, and I'll talk about that. That pisses me off. Excuse my language, but it pisses me off the new music that's coming out these days. And I don't want to offend anybody, but the number one song in America, in the world right now, Heist, I'm in love with the Coco. And everyone's singing, I'm in love with the Coco. And it's a good song. I like it. But the message behind this song, it's not a message that Dre J would put out. It's not a message I would put out. Nah.
Which messages do you put out?
As far as me, I put out messages of reality. What's reality for me? You know, I studied psychology in college, and a teacher once told me, reality is whatever your mind sees. You know, and when I'm talking in my music, I try to talk about what I see, you know, from good to bad to normal. You know, I don't want to tell people, go do drugs, go do drugs. You know, I don't want to do that because that's... And that's the problem right now in hip hop. A lot of people are following the trend, but no one's setting a trend. And I want to set a new trend of positivity. It's okay to be good. It's okay to be good. What's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about your story.
How
did you grow up in America?
Oh, the funny thing is, being in Europe, a lot of people, just because they see that I'm American, they think it's so cool. I don't know what they think is cool, whether it's me or the clothes or the story or what they see on TV. But what I know is, growing up in America, it's just like growing up in Germany. You know, my story, and I don't mind sharing this with the world now. I used to hate talking about it when I was younger. My father... He left my family at a young age. I was 2 years old. So mentally, I saw this. But at 25 years old today, I don't remember seeing it. So that really, you know, it messed me up. He left. And the good thing, though, that came out of this, it taught my mother how to teach me to be strong and independent. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling, you will make it. You know, so, yeah, they put my father away in jail when I was 2 years old. He did some bad things. He didn't kill anybody, but he was doing some bad things in the streets of America. So that's not cool. You break the law, you have to do the time. And I grew up having to accept my life will be me, my mother, my grandmother, and my brother. And I will go on. I will be strong. You know, and it was hard. Midi, it was hard. Let Fow and Spinnerin know it was hard. It was hard. You know, I'm going to school. I'm 10 years old. You know, learning to ride my first bike. And I fall off my bike. Dad's not there to pick me up. You know, a guy breaks my heart. You know, my first heartbreak. Who do I share these? There was no man to kind of show me how a man should treat a woman. So I had to, you know, pick these things up on myself. And that's also a lot of what my music is about. It's me fighting myself, trying to figure out what's right from wrong. You know, my mother, God bless my mom, she did a beautiful job, you know? She taught me right. But when you get out of your family's home and you're in the world alone and you have to choose your job and you have to choose what clothes you wear and you have to choose what you will eat today and you have to choose everything, it can be hard, you know? So... my music is just me. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me on the good side of life, you know? So, yeah. But growing up was hard, I think, for everybody. But we're going to make it, guys. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. Follow your dreams. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up.
Do you visit your family sometimes?
Yeah, I do. Actually, my first time going home since I was in Germany... oh, it was about June. I went home right in the middle of the summer. I saw my mom. It was great. I spent time with her. I saw my brother. I saw my friends, my best friends. And I also brought a friend with me from Germany to America. So that was a whole another experience. You know, I just like to, you know, do fun, spontaneous things. And my mom, she knows I'm okay. As long as I'm okay, as long as I'm not starving, or dying, she's okay. Yeah. And I love my mom.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's go back to your music.
Okay, cool.
What are your texts about? You told me they're about oppression and about life, but can you give some details?
I can, but first, can we kick another song? I want to play another song really quick. Before I talk about what my music's about, I'd like to show you another song of mine. So this next song, it's actually, I believe, the last song that I brought. What we got, Miri?
Hold Up.
Hold Up. Featuring Medita. Medita is from Tübingen, but she moved to America to follow her dreams. I support her. I love you, Medita. She has a beautiful voice, and she's actually having an Ausbildung with Jay-Z at Rock Nation in New York. So, you go, girl.
Hold up, smoke up, drinks out, pour up. Hold up, we fucked up.
Front of these, I got no fear. In Germany, still getting fucked up, no tears. Let me show you the truth, what I've been through. She said if I keep drinking, then she they don't realize they don't make no decision when the love just ain't true. My name ain't Jay-Z, you ain't Beyonce, and I see no ID blue. Hold up, friend, say again, you want me to do for you.
Ihr hört die Wüstewelle 96,6 MHz, euer freies Radio für Tübingen, Reutlingen und die ganze Umgebung. Immer noch die Pfauenspinnerin, mein Gast ist heute DJ, die gerade das Lied gemacht hat, zusammen mit Manita, Hold Up, and you want to talk about the details of your text.
Yeah, man. The details, man. You know, when I wrote this song, honestly, a lot of people want to know, but... Yeah, you know, as an artist, a part of our job, sometimes, you know, we live in the club, you know, we live on stage, we live around a whole bunch of people we don't know, you know, and my way to cope with that, you know, sometimes is I fade out into my music and, you know, I have a beer or two, whatever. And so Hold Up was about, hold up, I can't always drink too much, you know, I can't smoke too many cigarettes sometimes. I just have to get back to the music, you know, and I called Medita up and was like, hey, you know, I'm at the studio. What are you doing? She's like, you're at the studio. Okay, I'm there in 10 minutes. No questions asked. So, yeah, when we wrote Hold Up, you know, I was actually having a glass of wine and I was writing to myself, you know, and to Medita, hold up. I have to chill. I have to chill. I have to get back to the music. You know, the music is why I'm here, you know. So Hold Up is auf Deutsch, glaube ich. Ein Moment oder warte, yeah. So I'm telling myself, just wait 1 second, DJ. You know, get back to the music, get back to the positive, good things, you know. So yeah, that's what Hold Up's about.
Can you tell me some details about the first song we listened to, which was?
Yeah, the first song, Believe Me. This song is so cool. It's on my new mixtape because when I went home to Dallas, I said that, you know, I want to go in the studio, I want to make music. And I called up a friend of mine. His name's Jamal. And over time, we talked and we went into the studio. And this song was just about being young and reckless. And we're from Dallas and we're the best. And you should believe me. And I'm the best rapper. And I'm going to be the biggest star, you know. Yeah, so we chilled. And it was a good night, you know. And he really helped out. The song was actually produced in Dallas by my favorite studio, B-Easy Productions Dallas. So, yeah, believe me, man. Believe me, I'm a positive little kid doing what I gotta do, you know, in the world. I'm a growing young woman, you know, so believe me.
You just mentioned your new CD, Dedication to Perdu, the mixtape sequel.
Yeah.
What expectations can we have for that?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest, because a lot of artists, whether they're singers or dancers or whatever, every time they're on air or on TV, they're always hyping up, you know, oh, go buy my CD. Oh, go. I want to say one thing to all of Tübingen, Kortenberg, and sorry, quoting Book on Reutlingen. I don't sell my music. I don't believe in it. You know, I made my music for free. You know, it was a gift to me, a geschenk. Someone gave me a studio and said I can be creative and passionate. And so why should I sell my music back to you? So if you want a mixtape dedication to Purdue, you like my music, just holla at me. You know, talk to me on Facebook, whatever. You see me outside, hey, DreeJ, can I have a CD? And if I have one on me, I'm going to give it to you. But dedication to Purdue is, it's a lot. It's pain. It's happiness. It's good days. It's bad days. It's friendships. It's friendships broken apart. It's my story continuing in Germany. It's me back at home in America, Dallas, Texas. You know, it's the club scene. It's the people who say they'll do something for you and they don't do it. You know, it's the frustration, the anger. And it's also about my family. It's me writing to myself, reminding myself, God first, family first, you know. So dedication to Purdue, ladies and gentlemen, will be releasing on Sylvester, New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2014, in Mannheim, Maimacht Halle. Sylvester Ball, fields in. What up? DreeJ in the building.
Yeah. How does it come that you do your release party in Mannheim?
I have a good friend. He's from New York, DJ Uter. And DJ Uter, he's also from America. He moved to Germany. I believe he's in love. He has, you know, good situation here in Germany. He's a really happy guy. But he's a DJ. And he's playing as one of the urban area floor DJs in the Halle. And we were talking one night on Facebook and, you know, just chopping it up, talking about everything. How are you doing? How's life? And I told him my mixtape is coming out this night. And to be 100% honest, okay, I don't want to get up here and lie. You know what I'm saying? Everybody here. To be 100% honest, someone tried to ruin my mixtape release. I was going to drop my mixtape on Christmas. You know, it was an annual thing, tradition, and someone or something, I don't know, this is what I see. You know, this is what my mind is showing me. Something or someone tried to hold me back from releasing my mixtape on Christmas.
So, can you explain that for the listeners?
I will. First of all, I want to give a shout out. Hold up. He already know who he getting shouted out for. He told me one thing. It's Heist Nazar. He said Nazar is when you tell everyone, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then it doesn't happen. He believes this is called Nazar. And I believe the reason why my mixtape will not be released on Christmas is because of some, I guess, Nazar. I don't know. The guy, we talked about things, and I said, yeah, I want to do the mixtape release with you. He went to a couple meetings with me. He showed no effort. And honestly, at that point, I thought, okay, this is not going to happen. My mixtape's not going to come out. I'm not going to release it on Christmas. Ah! But what ended up happening is God took that opportunity away from me. God did not want me to release my mixtape on Christmas. And one day later, I see the flyer come up. Oh, his party's going to be on Christmas. Oh, this is going to happen. No, DreeJ, I'm not mad about it. You know, I didn't say one word. I didn't tell this to anybody. This is my first time talking about this publicly. And one day later, after all of that pain and frustration I was feeling inside of myself, I had a good conversation with DJ Uter, and he said, we're going to drop your mixtape in Mannheim on Sylvester at Maimacht Halle, the biggest große Sylvester Veranstaltung in Süddeutschland. And you're going to perform, and I'm going to be your DJ, and you're going to bring some mixtapes, and we're going to have a party and get everybody hyping. Ah! So that's what Nazar is about. God has our back. You know, something was taken away from me, and I didn't get angry. You know, some people go in the streets and they talk bad about this person or whatever. You know, not me. You can do wrong to me, that's fine, but God got my back, so, you know, I'm going to be okay. So everybody who has no plans as of right now for Sylvester, don't stress, no stress, but come to Mannheim. Come see DreeJ, DJ Uter, Ash Beats, man, urban, house, electro, hip-hop, the biggest Sylvester event in South Germany, Maimacht Halle. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, man. Thank you.
What kind of songs are on the mixtape?
Well, we just played about three of them.
Okay.
Hold Up, Believe Me. I keep forgetting the last. Hold Up, Believe Me, and I Won. Those are three of my favorite songs on the mixtape. I'm not going to lie. as of right now, I'm still working on it. It comes out in, today's the 20th. So my mixtape come out in 11 days. I'm going to release it. It is going to come out. But to be 100% honest with you guys, I'm not finished. But the reason I'm not finished is because I don't want to put out garbage music. I put passion in everything I do. So if the world is listening or if my mother is listening, I want to make you guys proud. I want to see some of my homies rolling down the street in a Mercedes Benz bumping Dreje. You know, and I represent for Dallas, but in a strange way, I also represent for all of my friends in Tübingen and Reutlingen and Stuttgart and Heilbronn and, you know, Mannheim and Paris. And I represent for all of us, too. So I have to do the best. And if I don't feel like it's not good, I'm not going to put it out. So you guys got to wait till Sylvester. I'm going to be releasing my mixtape Dedication to Purdue at May Mark Tali, of course. But also I have a SoundCloud and a Facebook.
Oh, okay. So where can we find you on the internet?
Okay, boys and girls, if you have a pen, get a pen and a paper. I'm going to give you like 5 seconds. I'll wait.
Okay. Jetzt müssen Sie den Stift haben, liebe Leute. Wo kann man dich finden?
Okay. Hope you have a pen. So, if you want to hear my mixtape on Sylvester... Es ist http://soundcloud.com. Backslash, how do you say backslash?
Schrägstrich.
Genau. D-R-I-J. What's that thing called?
Minus.
Minus, genau. H-E-T-Z. Dreje Hits. SoundCloud. Check it out. Or if you didn't get that, Miri, I'm sure she'll have it up on the Vustavella website. So you can definitely click that link. Check it out. We good.
Yeah, I'll sure do that. I'll put the interview online tomorrow. So
sweet.
If you want to listen to it again and again, you will find that link there also.
Let's do it, baby. Dallas, Texas in the building. So.
Okay. And I forgot my question because you're so funny and I had to laugh.
Cool.
Yeah, just let's talk about your live performances you did in the last 2 years.
Whew. Okay, first of all, my first live performance ever was in Club Rumors in Stuttgart. I released my mixtape there last year on Christmas. It was crazy. I'm not gonna lie. It was crazy. We had our whole team in the building with us, you know, friends, guests, club owners. It was crazy. And I had a really good friend in the building with me, and he made sure everything was going well. He was also hosting the same night, and we dropped the music, and I was very shocked with the feedback. It was my first time ever performing. And I'm like, okay, I'm nervous. Are they going to like it? Are they going to boo me? Are they going to dance? And I just remember holding the microphone up to my mouth and I started rapping. And when I started rapping, a dude walked up to the front and he started kicking his legs and he was partying with us. And the girls were all dancing and the boys were all trying to holler at the girls. And it was so great. That was my first ever performance. So that was my motivation. Yo, I'm not giving up. I got to keep going. This is crazy, man. I get a natural high of just looking around and seeing everybody having a good time. And when that's my voice, my music, nothing better, man. You know, that's my passion. It's my love. Let's see. Other performances. Man, I've been all over the place. We do some performances here locally in Tübingen at Epla House. We did a hip-hop versus electro party. First one was beautiful. Great, great performers. We had Dan Flows in the building, Edu MC, Diego, Rich Black, Spali, all these crazy mixes of people who were working on their music. And I also want to say, we'll get back to the performances in a second, but Tübingen, it's really amazing me right now. Tübingen is really amazing me because there's college kids here. You know, I'm one of them. There's artists here. There's spray painters, there's businessmen, banks, but the underground world of Tübingen is it's so good. Some places have really bad underground worlds. I'm from America, I know. You know, my father's in jail because he was part of a bad underground world. But Tübingen, they really have a good underground world. The kids are putting their passion and their pain into social projects. They're making music, they're playing soccer, they're outside, you know, in the Spielplatz, they're spray painting on the walls. And these kids who I hooked up with under a very good social worker, man, he put us to work. He said, you guys are going to stay busy, go make your music, hook up, collaborate. Yeah? And it's a beautiful thing. So I'm very thankful to be a part of that underground music world in Tubing, you know, and I'm really excited to what the future holds for us. You know, we are the future. We're the youth. So the youth will be building the future for the next 20, 30 years of our generation. And I'm really excited about that. But yeah, so my other performance is Epla House, man. I've been to Mannheim. I've been to Heilbronn. I'm really looking forward to doing a performance in Paris. When that happens, I'm going to come back to Vustavella and like just stream the video. But yeah. Yeah. Can I give a shout out?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet. I want to shout out to God. I love you, God. Thank you for this opportunity. I want to shout out to my mother, my grandma, my brother, Utah, over in Tubing, holding it down. My little homie, Mirian, Ymir, all them, everybody who showed love. My homies in Hirschau, my homies in Tubing. And one important shout out to a guy. He goes by the name of Tommy. You know, I'm not going to put too much information, but he's a really good guy, man. He always reminds me, you don't have to feed a problem with money. You know, the world today, on a serious note, it's a lot of things going on in the world, and they try and just get money and oil and power. And I met one guy, and he doesn't talk to me about it. You know, I talk a lot. I talk way too much. But this guy, he doesn't talk a lot. And through his energy, I can feel what's right. He does. Oh, man, it's powerful. It's like it's a gift from God. It's a blessing from God, man. So shout out to you, Tommy. Shout out to you. Yeah. Okay. What's up, Mary? You give me that look. You give me that.
No, yeah. No. I'm just wondering about. Okay. You told me you don't want money for your music.
Nope.
You give them as a gift to your listeners, but you have that new mixtape, Dedication to Perdu, the mixtape sequel.
Yep.
And do you produce it by yourself?
I produce it by myself at the end of the project. One second, guys. At the end of the project, a friend, he's going to help me mix it up. But, you know, I don't like to really talk about things until they happen. You know what I mean? That Nazar stuff. So as of right now, 100%. I think Edu MC, he's been tweaking some of my music. Like, this guy's a genius, man. He'll come in the studio and he'll just like open a project and mix this, mix that, play this, and it comes out beautiful. So if anybody is helping me produce, it would be this guy, man. But other than that, nah, I'm self-producing, self-made, self-pay, doing all that stuff by myself. But I'm really proud of the work right now. And the songs that you guys actually just heard, Hold Up, Believe Me, I Won, those songs are not mixed. Those songs have no echoes, no edits, no forest, you know, nothing. It was just 100% me in the studio with Medita, overtime, recording. So we should be proud of that, man. Yeah. We making work, Dreja. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you promised me one thing. You promised to me you would do a freestyle at the end of the show. So we're near the end, and I just ask you, could you please freestyle a bit?
Okay, this is the problem, guys. Like, when you're a rapper or a hip-hop artist or a dancer or an actor, you have to practice. Du musst üben, okay? Und the thing is I don't want to come here and freestyle something that won't sound good, or maybe, you know, I've never been to Vustavella. It's my first time, so I want to be respectful of everyone who's listening. So if I freestyle, I might get a little crazy, and, you know, so I'm going to actually recite something for you guys that I wrote, but the freestyle on it, you'll be able to understand who I am. Lego. I haven't picked up pen in a minute. I gotta recite the stuff that I'm feeling. Like ill-twisted mental incisions. Messed up stuff. I'm telling you, dog. Like waking every day, nigga facing the laws, but your heart is good and your tension is right. But the gridlock system sheds no light. Only $10 to survive the night. If even that's you, compartmentalize your energy to a person ain't right. Every day, new strife, new flight, lost light, growth itself. Nigga safe from hell. Nigga, God's angel from the dark, they have a spell. Too many complexities in my head. Society telling me that shit ain't right. Once again, happens again. Point no return when the papes at the pen. No mercy for this industry. Rap game, hip hop officially revived. Hip hop headless, horseman in the night. 15 years ago, they said I want shit. Now I'm niggas in Germany. Sold out show. Kanye and G's A-Tai. Yeah, Young J. I am it. The youngest kid with the baddest. check my, I rep six, you dead, you dead, you black, you black, Suwoo, I rep red, Southside Bottom, what I said, yeah, cool.
Well, yeah. Really good.
Great. Cool, man. That's about Southside. I come from the southern part of America, okay? We had JFK and Temptations and Country Good Life, Sweet Tea and, you know, 40s and, you know, beer and good times. So, you know, if I'm going to write something, a freestyle, I want you guys to understand who I am. And I'm Southside. Southside. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
We have like 8 more minutes to talk about something. I thought you may want to promote the New Year's Eve party again. What's going to happen?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you, Mary. If I only have 8 minutes, I want to spend my last 8 minutes wisely. First of all, I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to my music, to listen to my growth as an artist, as a person. Without you guys listening, you know, you can hate it or you can love it. It's not for me to decide. But just the fact that you give a little bit of your time to listen to a little bit of my passion, that's awesome. So thank you to you guys that's listening. Thank you to everyone who's helped me come this far this way. You know what I'm saying? Everyone who's given me a helping hand when I really needed that. Thank you to you guys. I'm not really going to promote the CD so much anymore because you guys are going to hear it anyway. It's going to be all over Facebook. It's going to be all over Mannheim. It's going to be all over Tübingen, Stuttgart. So you guys will definitely get a taste of that. But my last 8 or 7 minutes, I want to talk about a very serious issue. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it. People, there's some things going on in the world right now. And all I want to say to everybody out there listening tonight, be happy. Be free. Don't ever let another person decide for you who you are. You tell yourself who you are. Every day when you wake up and look in the mirror, if you want to be a Power Ranger, you're a Power Ranger. If you want to be a college student, you're a college student. If you want to be a hip-hop artist, you're a hip-hop artist. Follow your dreams so much until they become reality. You know, we got to stop killing each other. I'm trying not to get too deep, man. But we got to stop killing each other, man. We got to stop killing each other. We got to stop hating on each other, man. We got to be nicer to our neighbors. We have to be more honest to ourselves. We got to, you know, we got to do better. Everybody can do better. If everybody promotes themselves to do one good thing, one time in a day, you see a guy on the side of the street, you know he's there every day asking for money. Just throw 50 cents in his cup. It's not going to kill you. One good thing every day. And imagine if, how many people live in Tübingen?
89,000, I guess. Maybe less, I don't know. I really don't know.
So we're going to say 50,000. Because that number, whoa, Tübingen. But if every 50,000 people in Tübingen does one good thing a day, that's 50,000 good things happening every day, every new day. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? People make us feel like we have to go towards the bad way. It's part of the plan. No. I've never read a plan that said, you must have a bad day. You must have a shitty day. Excuse my language. But if everyone does one good thing a day, you know, the world will be a better place. I'm trying. You know, they said you can ask people to help, but you have to do it yourself. So tomorrow when I wake up, I don't know if it's going to be a guy begging on the street or maybe someone whose baby is crying or maybe a guy who his credit card won't go through at Revit, whatever it may be. Just do one good thing and just know, Dree J, I'm going to be out there doing one good thing too. And then the next day, do 2 good things. You know what I'm saying? But if everybody start doing better things and try to help one another, you know, we only here for one life. We don't know when our life is over. You know, I could be gone tomorrow. We don't know. So why not make your life as beautiful of an experience as you can while you are here? So, guys, I want to see y'all doing, you know, good things. And Tübingen, I'm very proud of y'all, man. Y'all working hard, and I appreciate that. Yeah.
So,
Dallas, Texas in the building. The kid is here. Dree J is back. My personality is taking over. Yo, alter ego. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. Shout out Jay-Z. Shout out Roc Nation. Shout out Melka. Shout out all y'all, man. I love y'all. Do what you do, man.
Okay, that's great, because I wanted to ask you for your musical inspiration.
Okay.
I need a last song to play, and we don't have any songs of yours anymore. So
okay.
I wanted to play a song which you really love, which
inspired
you.
Turn up, and I'm going to take my headphones off and jam my last 5 minutes. Boy. So it's Nicki Minaj and Beyonce, Flawless.
I have to search for it. You
should I come and type it in for you?
No, I can do that.
I'm sorry, Mary. Nicki Minaj, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Filling Myself. This song is about positivity. It's about who cares what people talking about you. Love yourself, man. Love you first. If you love you, everybody who chooses to be around you will love you. Do better for yourself. And Nicki Minaj and Beyonce are two beautiful women. I don't know if they're happy. I don't know what their personal life is about. But when they get on that stage, they always promote positivity of loving yourself. Have fun. We're singers. We're dancers. We're entertainers. And that's what we're doing. And this song is a great example. Just check it out, man. This is Dree J.
Nicki Minaj and Beyonce, Feeling Myself.
Dree J in the building.
DJ war heute der Gast bei der Pfannenspinnerin auf der Wüstenwelle, eurem freien Lieblingsradio für Tübingen, Reutlingen und die ganze Umgebung. DJ ist Hip-Hop-Artist und ihr Album, kann man nicht sagen, ihr Mixtape-Sequel wird an Silvester rauskommen. Ihr könnt es dann auf Soundcloud hören. Folgt ihr doch auf Facebook. What's your Facebook name?
My Facebook, if you go to Facebook and type in DJ, this is spelled with a D-R-I-J. You'll find me. I'm at the top of the list, man.
Great.
And you can write me anytime if you want a CD, if you want to holler, if you want to come make some music. I'm down. Let's do it.
Great. I thank you so much for being here, for giving that interview.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
It was really great. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
I guess the listeners had also a lot of fun.
Of course.